12 minutes past 8 o'clock in that report on our sports this morning. Right now, as we do each Wednesday, we check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec. And doesn't Bobby do a great job with sports?
He does.
Absolutely.
Bobby's just an amazing guy over there. And Don, with the news, and what the support staff that this radio station has is unbelievably
great. Thank you for saying that. It's true. We agree. Yeah. But it's great to hear the feedback.
Behind, all the people behind it, you know, from Shannon in the office to all the people in sales. I mean, they really a good group of people.
It is. Truly, a well-run machine.
So, you know, for all our folks out there that are listening, feel free to listen to people who are doing a really great job and who are really good people inside and out. So that's really good.
Thank you, Bill. Back at you indeed. Bill talks, of course, about real estate for buyers and sellers in Northeast Tennessee. And I saw something a couple of days ago, or maybe heard it, not sure, but the source is unimportant, but they were talking about what they called the FOMO, F-O-M-O, okay, which, don't even go there,
that's
all right?
That's a new loan for them, right?
So let me just tell you something, the fear of missing out.
Okay, yeah, that's what it stands for, yeah.
Yeah. So different age groups have different levels of FOMO, fear of missing out.
Okay.
In our age group, excluding Alec, that's one generation past Alec, or one step past Alec. We have a serious problem with FOMO. And how you know that is all the commercials that are geared towards elderly people are always addressing that factor.
Mm-hmm.
So give you an example is the, call today. Don't miss out on stuff that you're entitled to.
Yeah.
You can get it today. Don't be missing out on what you're entitled to.
Instilling a bit of fear into you that you're not with the program.
That's a huge commercial for elderly people that gets a tremendous amount of draw.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sense of urgency.
Because, those people don't want to miss out. For some reason, I don't know what it is, the fear of missing out is really in the 50 to 60
demographic,
70 year olds. The fear of missing out is a big deal. So, how does that apply to real estate? Well, the talk right now is with the interest rates going up as they are, and home affordability seriously being challenged by a lot of people out there. It's the fear of missing out is: are the prices going to stop going up? And the answer is, I think they are.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing that in most every single metropolitan area. Is stability and pullback in stability in prices. That means they're not continuing to escalate at the rate that they were within that area, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
And the pullback of buyers. People say, I'm just going to take a break right now. I'm just not going to do it. And or I can't really afford it now because the interest rates are twice as what they were a year ago. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's a little bit on the affordability aspect of it. And it makes a big difference. But in our area, we have such an influx of people that are moving here from outside of our area, and this continues. And I'll give you an example. Monday, I had the opportunity to visit with three gentlemen that moved here within the last year from Chicago, and they were looking at some warehouse space, commercial warehouse space that I have for sale, and it just amazes me that they've all moved here within the last year, bought houses, and they're all elder. They're all my age. They're they're in their 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Good shape, good health. I mean, it's what's buying the real estate right now. What I'm saying by buying it, they're paying top dollar for it.
I was going to ask, they're willing to pay asking plus,
and they have the money to do that.
Uh-huh.
See, the first time home buyer that grew up in our area, they probably don't have the cash to be able to go in and buy a $300,000 house or a $250,000 house because they're just too young in their financial stability, but people like that I'm meeting that have moved here from outside of our area have no qualms selling a home in Chicago probably for $1 million that would cost $300,000 here.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and they're moving here, and so those are the ones that have been able to capitalize off the market. And it hurts our local young folks because they can't afford to buy homes when they're competing against people like that. And there's nothing wrong with those people. It's just that we would hope that our young people stay in our area, and that's what we're looking for.
The FOMO story, the fear of missing out story that I heard, and you addressed this briefly, was to the extent that sellers right now, because of, as you said earlier today, the jacked up prices by what I call the cowboys coming in from outside the market and pushing things up in value, and you know, like you said, pushing locals out of the market. That was related to home sellers in particular. In other words, as the cowboys begin to leave the market, sure, and those prices come down, it was related to home sellers are saying, okay, I don't want to miss out. Maybe it's time to lower the price a little?
Well, here's the deal. If the house has been on the market for a week or two, and it's not under contract yet, with the amount of influx of buyers that we have, there's probably, it's either grossly overpriced or something's wrong with it.
Okay.
One of the two. I mean, and by the way, grossly overpriced would fix everything, because if you fix it, if there is an issue with it, price fixes everything. Yes, sir.
I was going to ask, at what point in time do you as a seller feel like is the proper time to go, okay, I'm cutting bait with this guy. I need another realtor that knows what they're doing, i.e. you guys.
Yeah, that's a tough ethical question for me to answer on the air.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So I don't want to sway people from, you know, their realtor, but their realtor should identify it in the very beginning. And I mean, there's so many comparables out there to get home value with. It's so easy to pretty much pinpoint exactly what a house is going to go for, at least what range it's going to go in. And so, you know, make your real estate choices good from the beginning, and then you won't have to redo them.
That's, well, the reason I ask is because we cut bait with a mortgage lender really quick.
Yeah.
I mean, we started sending the paperwork and stuff like that, and then they started asking for the paperwork again. And yeah, we're just kind of like, yeah, you guys don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And they're a big lead.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they're one of those .com things.
Sure.
And I'm just kind of like, yeah, let's go with somebody local that I can actually walk in and go, no, here are the papers.
Yes. And that makes a huge difference. You know,
sure it does.
Alec, in your particular case, you identified the easy fix, but most people don't. They just go along with that, and they stumble through. Okay, yeah, this is the third time I've sent you my tax returns. Do you think you're going to get them this time? Or, you know, and that's the problem with a lot of these big lenders out there that are online lenders, because you never really see or touch anybody, and they really don't have any emotional attachment to you as a client anyway, because they're just filtering you through different people. So a local lender is always better. A local bank is good. I mean, it's just that we have a lot of great, great lenders out there in our area, and that's never been a problem. And, Alec, I get you. You know, you cut your losses early with that lender. That makes sense. I probably would have done the same after I sent it to them one time and they asked for it again.
Yeah.
I probably would have pulled. As far as real estate agents go, there's a lot of good real estate agents in East Tennessee. We have more. Actually, we have probably 3 real estate agents for every property for sale. So so you can have plenty of realtor choices out there. But the thing about it is, what makes the huge difference in real estate, we have such an influx of new people coming in, and I'm very happy to see the new people embracing this industry. But really, when it comes down to it, if you want to get the best situation for yourself, experience a realtor that has experience.
Very good. I like that.
Yeah.
Somebody who's been down this road multiple times and can see a roadblock a mile away,
yeah,
and can make a detour and change everything up for you. And I think that's the biggest difference is with realtors. Some have the experience and some don't. And you just have to decide what level of experience do you want to represent you in selling your home, or what lender do you want to represent you in getting a loan for your home. But whoever that may be, make sure that they're experienced and that they know the business inside and out, because you don't want to mess up that part.
Mm. Earlier in the conversation here, you were talking about the gentleman from Chicago who was looking for a commercial property that you happened to be representing. Tell us a little bit about the state of commercial real estate in Northeast Tennessee right now.
So that's a good point, Carl. And we have a lot of commercial real estate vacant and for sale and for lease right now. And we've had for a number of years in our area, mostly retail storefronts for the most part. Warehouse space is challenging. I mean, if you have warehouse space and it's priced correctly in this environment, it'll get sold pretty quickly in our area. Commercial warehouse space is very, very busy right now. It's a very active time for that. As far as the commercial retail space, well, there's retail space almost in every shopping center available. You can just take your pick of where you want to go. They haven't really come to the realization of dropping the prices, because the prices went up so high in retail, commercial retail space.
Mm-hmm.
They escalated pretty quick in our area, and then they hung out there and they haven't been able to quite get back to those numbers.
Okay.
So I think it's challenging. I think if somebody wants to open up a retail store of some kind, now would be a great time to negotiate a wonderful lease or purchase on one of those properties. And go from there. I mean, that's what you have to do. It's nothing like commercial and residential are night and day difference in how they act, how they feel, and how they move.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge difference.
With costs, of course, rising for virtually everything, including home ownership, although it may be plateauing a little bit now. I ask you this question often because it's so central to the real estate transaction. How are banks, how are financials right now doing with money to lend?
They got more money than they know what to do with. I mean, seriously, let me just tell you something. I know the country's suffering on a number of different accords on an economic level, but the private sector businesses have flourished. I mean, during the Great Recession, they learned how to operate, and they learned how to cut back, and they have, and they've made those adjustments. They're very profitable. Corporations are buying back their own stocks. They're investing in real estate. I mean, they're doing all kinds of stuff right now. So there's plenty of money out there for somebody who's qualified that has a job and wants to pay it back. There's plenty of that money available. Very easy loan options. There's a number of different things from 100% financing to a partial financing. We could still get very good rates. I mean, yeah, I know the rates have gone up, but it's minuscule in where they could go. And so now would be a great time to buy.
Right.
And a wonderful time to sell, because we know what the market is right now. We can pretty much nail it, how much it's going to bring right now if you put your house on the market. The one thing I like to encourage people to do before they put their house on the market in this environment is to take a real good look around. I mean, I would get an inspection on a house myself and then get the stuff fixed, because the number one thing that makes the one issue that makes these houses fall through, like about a third of them that go under contract, is because people feel like they're overpaid and then the house needs a lot of work. So you want to feel like it's a win-win at the end of the day, where the seller and the buyer come to agreement on the price, everybody's happy, and we get a wonderful house at a fair price. I mean, that's really the bottom line that you look for. But there's lots of different opportunities out there that sellers can do, i.e. walk through your house, see what needs to be repaired, do the inspection yourself, hire an inspector. It's about $300 to $400 to have a home inspection done, and it will save you thousands of dollars in the long run to know what that is. And then if it comes out really good and you get the items fixed, you can then post it and say, hey, this house has already gone through an inspection, and here's my inspection, and disclose it.
There you go.
You know, be totally transparent about it. I think it's a beautiful scenario if you're in that situation.
Got to wrap it up right now. Bill Hall, the real estate guy, plenty of tips for buyers and sellers in the real estate market. And remember, if you'd like to experience a realtor with experience, call Bill Hall. What's the number?
946-7575. My office number is 530-7077. But the 423-946-7575 is a great number to give me.
Writing it on my palm. 946-7575. There we go. Bill Hall, take care. Talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.